Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Recognize our hometown heroes this week. Every morning at this time, as we get ready for Tuesday night's big event, our 12th annual Hometown Heroes event at the Lamont, overlooking our great city. And today we want to introduce you to Howard Smith. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
First and foremost, congratulations and thank you for
thank you
all
very much.
You do and have done for so many people. Let's talk about your background and your resume. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up and how you developed this love for hockey and utilized it to help so many others.
Well, I grew up in the Hill District and East Liberty, and in 1972, my parents moved from the Hill District to East Liberty, and it was at that time, that year, I was about 11 years old, when I saw a hockey game on television, and it was between Canada and the Soviet Union. It was just something about the intrigue of that game, and it was just something different that said, I want to try this sport. And as you know, back in the early 70s or what have you, there weren't really a lot of places to learn how to play hockey in Pittsburgh, but I kind of persevered, and throughout the 70s, I found places to learn how to play the game, and that's how my love for the game really grew back in 1972.
And people don't may or may not be aware, I mean, you really worked hard to break through that barrier, the color barrier in hockey. In fact, I know several years ago you were recognized by the National Hockey League with the Willie O'Ree Award.
That is correct. Segueing into the Willie O'Ree Award, almost 20-some-odd years ago, there was a program that the National Hockey League and the Pittsburgh Penguins put together, a program called Hockey in the Hood. I happened to hear about it and see it on the Penguins' website at that time, and I reached out to a gentleman who worked at Deloitte Touche named Clifford Benson, and from there, it just spiraled into something that, you know, there's a program out here that's giving kids of color and kids all over the opportunity to learn and play the game. And for 13 years, I was, a part of that program, Hockey in the Hood. Then the name changed to Pittsburgh Ice, Inclusion Creates Equality. But beyond that, I have taken, my opportunity to hockey to just heights to where I wanted to spread the message out that, yes, hockey is for everyone, not just, locally here, but everywhere. So it just continues to this day as to why I enjoy doing this sport so much. And the fact that you were correct, there's not many people of color that play the game, and there are programs out there that are changing that.
But as I understand it, we're with Howard Smith, one of our five hometown heroes. You've also utilized this to help. You talk about breaking through barriers, young people that have physical challenges too, and bringing the game to them.
Yes, there is a program in Pittsburgh. In fact, there's four programs actually in Western Pennsylvania with USA Hockey's special needs hockey. I've been a member and a coach with a program that I coach locally here in Pittsburgh called the Steel City Icebergs. The Icebergs is one of four special needs programs in Western Pennsylvania that reach out to children and adults with special needs, whether it's cognitive, ADHD, you know, that sort of thing. And this program gives these children and adults the opportunity to play hockey in an environment that is comfortable for them and cognitive for them so that they can enjoy this great sport that we do.
Well, we're so thrilled to have you represent part of our community that's underserved many times, and you're looked at as a great leader, and you also help veterans like yourself with PTSD. The hockey is a great, and I know that some veteran organizations utilize the sport to recreate that bonding that's missing in a lot of young men and women's lives after they serve.
That is correct. For the last 5 years, I've been a member of the Pittsburgh Warriors Disabled Veterans Hockey Program. The Pittsburgh Warriors are one of 45 programs throughout the United States that give veterans and disabled veterans the opportunity to play hockey and use that opportunity as an opportunity and a way to heal through whatever traumatic issues that we may be dealing with throughout our lives, and the fact that we all have something in common with ourselves on the team. We all served our nation.
Well, Coach Howard, thank you for your service first and foremost. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but one of our previous Lifetime Achievement awardees also going to be in the room Tuesday. You might be of interest in Craig Patrick.
Yes, I actually got to meet Mr. Patrick a number of years ago when I was doing the Hockey in the Hood program. And it's just an honor to know that he's going to be there, and also Jim Leland, you know, to finally get to meet him in person. And I'm just very honored and very humbled by being, you know, this award.
Yeah, and former Steelers GM Kevin Colbert will also be in for our dinner. So we're looking forward to seeing you there next Tuesday and meeting you in person and sharing your story with our group. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Larry, and I look forward to next Tuesday and seeing you.
Howard Smith, one of our hometown heroes on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up, we'll get an in-studio visit. Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, and of course, Marty's lovely wife. Where is Marty? I saw him walk past the window here a while ago. Meanwhile, a lot going on tonight. You got gold over America. The Olympic gymnast are here with Simone Biles at PPG Paints over at the Pete AEW Wrestling. The Penguins getting ready to wrap up their preseason, getting ready for their new season ahead. And then there is the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. There is something special about Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football is now what the old Monday Night Football used to be in terms of national interest. It is almost always the feature game of the weekend, and certainly Steelers and Cowboys are a big draw. And Coach Tomlin spoke to the media horde yesterday, including our own Jeff Hathorn, in his weekly press conference to talk about the game.
You do what you got to do from a coach's perspective. I use the phrase all the time, if you got red, paint your barn red. And so, you know, with those dynamic edge people like Lawrence and maybe even Parsons out, we better get ready for a lot of schematic pressure from him.
You like that, Aaron? You can impress your husband by saying, I believe there's going to be a lot of schematic pressure.
He's going to be like, where the heck are you getting those terms from?
Seriously, write that down. Try it out.
Schematic pressure.
Yeah. Just say, you know, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of schematic pressure here tonight for the game. And Coach, I love Coach Tomlin.
Yeah, he's amazing.
There is nobody that I have ever met or heard that in the moment can string words together. And you follow what he's saying, even though the way he says it is different than anybody, anywhere.
Very strategic, and it's very, he just has his own lingo.
The strength of the brand, of the brands, is something that is to be respected. But I respect that every day, man, when I get out of that car in this parking lot. It's a responsibility to represent the black and gold, and I'd imagine the guys in Dallas feel the same way. You can't put a price tag on standards and legacy, and both organizations have that. We walk on the ground that's been paved for us by those that have come before us. We feel really blessed and honored to do so, and sure that that will be reflected in the way that both teams play this weekend.
That's actually extraordinary.
That's it.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, so the conversation every week since week one has been, is Russell Wilson, who was pretty much named the starter coming here, hasn't played a down yet because he's had some calf issue. So Justin Fields is 3-1 as the quarterback and looks like he's going to be a go for Sunday. But
just met with our training staff and Russ and plotted out a course for his work today. He'll have another strong work day today. We'll see how he feels in the morning, and we'll let that be our guide in terms of his participation. But it seems like he's in a place where his participation is going to pick up some in terms of a practice setting, a live pocket, if you will. We won't draw too many conclusions, but we'll just start that process, and we'll comb through that day by day, evaluate his ability to move and function and protect himself, and obviously evaluate his level of productivity. We'll let that be our guide in terms of whether we get into serious consideration as we push forward toward game time this week. So in a lot of ways, I'm taking the same posture that I've taken in recent weeks. I'm acknowledging that he's doing more work today than he did last Tuesday. It's probably going to produce the potential of more work tomorrow. And then we'll have some conversations as we proceed through the week based on the result of those things.
Do you get all that?
Yeah, that was a lot. But you know what I think is really cool? Everybody knows and loves Russell Wilson. You know, he's great at what he does. But I think long term, I just love that you can tell he believes in Justin Fields. And who are we talking to? I don't know if Paul said it or Jeff, actually, the last time you talked to him. He said when Justin Fields was, you know, on his previous team, the coach, we didn't necessarily get that he had a coach that believed in him. That can make all the difference.
Wow. Look at you. Getting locked in. I'm impressed.
Thanks, Larry.
And Mike Tomlin impressed with Justin Fields overall, or he wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
I've speculated about some things I've seen from him, and there's some components of his football and competitive personality that are really likable. And I just think when you're in those moments and you get an opportunity to show who you are in those moments, they're less speculation. And so some things that I was speculating about somewhat last week about his steady demeanor, about his competes and so forth, just got solidified and verified the challenges that we faced last week.
I hope you're writing all this down because
I am.
I need you to impress your husband. And his brother comes over to watch the games.
Schematic. What was it?
Oh, nice.
I know. I missed the second word.
Schematic. Oh, man.
We'll get it. It'll pop back into our memory.
I'll find it. Meanwhile, schematic. Now I forgot it.
It's because Mike Tomlin said so much.
I know. I love one of his greatest quotes of all time is, we're not going to be Indians in their Cowboys movie.
Wow. That's a good one-liner.
Well, this would be a good one for this. Let me see if I can find just one more. Let's see. I got a whole list.
Mike Zimmer is no novice. He's been around. We've competed against him over the years. Man, got a lot of respect for his approach to ball, his aggressive schematic demeanor. He's one of the godfathers of double-A pressure, if you will.
The godfather of double-A pressure, schematic. It was in there, too.
He likes that word this week.
That could be, let's see, that could be the word of the week. Let me give you one more before we get to Christine, who's probably wanting to come in the studio here. She could do whatever she wants. She's an anchor woman, for God's sake. Right?
Yes. Here she comes.
All right. And here's Coach Tomlin. Final note about Justin Fields play in Indy on Sunday?
You know, that's what I expect competitors to do, and that's what I was talking about the other week when I sensed the competitor's trait in him. Not surprised by that. Expect that to continue. Certainly want to minimize the negativity, but it's just a component of competing at this level. How you respond to adversity defines you individually and collectively.
How you respond to adversity defines you, Aaron.
That is something you write down, never forget it. Mike Tomlin.
Challenges reveal character. They don't necessarily build it. You want to write that schematically down for me?
Yes, thank you, Larry.
Save that for a future show. When the chips are down. This half hour, we'll check in with Marty Griffin. And now, Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchorwoman, is here. Talk a little Kidsburg, kidsburg.org. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
I was watching KDK-TV, as I always do, wall-to-wall. I've never
Thank
put
you.
On any other channel but your team and then the debate last night. And
yeah.
I saw John Delano was on the network talking about the importance.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Prince of Pennsylvania.
Well, we were so excited that John got an exclusive interview with Kamala Harris. I mean, I saw it happening. Well, it was during the 5 o'clock, but I saw them setting up in the newsroom a special area for him to do the live interview over Zoom with her, which was a big deal. She's only done a handful of these. So we were, I mean, John knows his stuff, and that's why they go to him, which is awesome. And then, yeah, the network talked to him about Pennsylvania, because as you know, we are such a key state in this election.
Yeah, so I guess John will share some of that interview starting today at 4, too.
Right, exactly. He'll have a lot more throughout the day, absolutely.
And he, in the past, has interviewed Donald Trump. He's interviewed all the big candidates
over
the years.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's talk about Kidsburg as we move into October. It's the scary season. And I just yesterday got, I guess we have some Halloween stuff stored.
Ah.
It was my job to get out the gear.
Right, yes, it is time. Now that we're in October, it's time to start thinking about Halloween. And, you know, some of it is scary, which is why I love that we at Kidsburg have found 45 plus not so scary Halloween events for kids. Because some of it is really not appropriate for little kids, but a lot of it they do gear toward little ones. And so three that I want to mention that are happening now and every weekend through Halloween are Hullabaloo at Idyllwild, which is where they, you know, we always think of young kids for Idyllwild anyway, but they turn it into more of a Halloween theme where kids and families should dress up and they get to go trick-or-treating and do all kind of fun Halloween stuff. And then in the evening, they do turn that into more of a place that's scarier for teens and grown-ups. Same vibe happening at Phantom Fall Fest at Kennywood. You know, fun for the kids during the day and then a little scarier in the evening for the teenagers and adults. And then this is a brand new one happening. It's at the Pittsburgh Zoo. It's called the Jack-O-Lantern Extravaganza. And it's happening from 6:30 to 10:30 at night. And it's all about these intricately carved pumpkins. And it's not about the animals. Most of the animals will be not out at that time. But it's really about walking through the beautiful scenery they have there and enjoying the cool pumpkins.
I'm liking this Satchquatcha Railroad, where you might get a glimpse of Bigfoot.
Hey, you never know. You never know where you might see him.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Marty's in the house.
She was snoring during that debate last night,
oh,
brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, snore, yeah.
Larry, slack-jawed.
Well, as you know, I fall asleep at 10 every night, and it went past 10.
Her dentures were coming out.
10 hit, and boom, I was... out.
Were the Dorito bags empty or
half? There
were
Dorito dust all over her shirt.
Popcorn.
Rosie
yep.
in her lap.
Yep.
Me and Vince. Honey. Huh? Oh, yeah, this is a good debate. Who am I voting for?
Oh, man. That's funny.
It was hilarious.
Where was your video? I loved the video last time.
I've been banned.
After the big awards.
You either post a video and get no, or you get some and you don't post a video. You know what I'm saying, Larry?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Video, no booty.
All
booty,
right,
no video. You know
exactly
what I'm saying, Larry?
Larry,
are you familiar with this at all, sir?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, we'll catch up with Marty in detail in a moment. Meanwhile.
Back to Kidsburg.
Yeah. Where were we?
Oh, man. Well, I want to tell you guys, tonight is your one chance to see Gold Over America Tour. This is Simone Biles. And I just put this together. Larry, what does G-O-A-T, Gold Over America Tour, also stand for? Goat!
Oh.
Simone Biles of the Goat! So it's really going to be a great show. They've got several of the other female gymnasts, as well as the men's gymnastics team. And it's not going to be your typical, like, what you see in a gymnastics competition. They're actually doing choreographed dances with gymnastics to fun music, including, you know, Taylor Swift, Beyonce.
Are you going to go as a former dancer?
I know. I can't wait. I'm hoping to get to go tonight because it does sound amazing. And I heard that what steals the show is when the men's team does I'm Just Ken, which does sound hilarious, doesn't it?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Also happening right in town on Saturday, it's the Festival of Combustion at the Cary Blast Furnaces. This sounds so cool. They've got blacksmiths, glass blowers, welders, metal fabricators doing all kinds of cool things, including hands-on activities. There'll also be tours, music, food trucks. It's going to be a really cool event, and kids 18, under 18 are free. So that's going to be a really neat event. You can see all these at kidsburg.org on our list of all the stuff to do this weekend.
Wait a minute. Festival of Combustion.
Yes.
We got to bring this up when Marty comes back.
He'll have a heyday with that, I'm sure.
All right. Kidsburg.org. Christine, yesterday I had the chance to talk to the man who produced and wrote Gold Over America. He's from near Evansburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
And he went to Point Park University. Graduated, he's a dancer and artist and actor and a writer, and his whole family's coming in tonight.
Oh, that's so exciting.
To be in person with him, and he said he's the director of the show.
Wow.
But he's going to be able to sit with them because he pretty much said they got it.
Well, Point Park, I mean, produces incredible, talented people, so I'm not surprised that, you know, would come from that school. That's awesome.
So his name is Mark Swanhart. I said, okay. What a great name. I didn't ask him if that was a stage name, but it might be Swanhart. Anyway, all right, Gold Over America, Simone Biles is here. And coming up, Marty will talk about the Festival of Combustion, among other things. Kidsburg.org. Bill 2, Marty Griffin, Get Marty. Christine, Just curious, Marty posted a picture of your daughter, Chloe.
Yeah.
With your daughter, Sophia. And she was accepted in the University of Pittsburgh
also. Yes, her first acceptance into college, University of Pittsburgh. She's so excited.
I don't think people realize how difficult it is to get into Pitt.
It's become much, much more competitive. Yes. You have to have good grades. You have to take hard classes. It's definitely not easy to get into Pitt anymore. It's in the top, I think it was like around 70 in the U.S. News and World Report among all schools. That includes public, private, everything.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
You know what's adorable? You know what's adorable as hell about it? Honestly, on a real personal level, if that happens, all three of them, obviously including my wife, will be in the same sorority. That's actually very cute.
What's your sorority?
Tri Delta.
Ah, I remember.
I mean, you never know. Chloe could pick a different one.
No, come.
but she does really.
Absolutely.
She's gotten to see how much Sophia's enjoyed Pitt, and you know, being in the sorority, and I think that certainly has had an influence. But you know, she's applying to a lot of schools, and we'll see. And Penn State's still one of her top choices.
Hold on. Her boyfriend's at Carnegie Mellon. If they don't break up, she'll go to Pitt. If they break up, she'll go to Penn State. Why do we dance around this?
What about Penn West Clarion?
How about last night? Here's what happens. But here's what she tries to do. My wife and they try to go behind daddy's back, but that's kind of impossible to do, as we all know. Trying to get schools outside of the 7-hour range. Now the 7-hour range is if I can drive there and it's less than 7 hours, she can go there. If I can't, she can't. So my wife tried to sneak in like schools 9 hours away. Ain't happening. It's not happening.
Do you draw a circle around a map?
Hey, man, there's a couple thousand colleges within 7 hours. I think we can find one. And you know what that is? It's selfish. You know why? Because we had a daughter who had an appendicitis, and we had her in the hospital. She's been in the hospital 2 times. And the truth is, I can leave here right now and be at her dorm at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I'm the first to say it's been wonderful having her close. I mean, even just something as simple as, you know, being able to come to the baby shower or to visit my parents when they were visiting in town. It's been really nice. She
and you know what, Larry?
Chloe's
they get attitude
night.
And say, I'll tell you what, we're about to spend $200,000 plus in your education. You go wherever the hell you want if you want to pay. Knock your blanking self out.
I do think Chloe has seen the advantages of being close in the last 2 years.
And she's really tight with money, and she ain't paying no money to go to college. I tell all parents the same thing.
I mean,
I can't drive there, I don't pay for you to go there. We don't pay. We work our asses off to pay for $1.4 million, the estimate, to send my 3 kids to college and get 2 of the girls married. Just saying. This is from our financial advisors. That's Larry Richard money. That's your side hustle money.
All right.
Hey, this debate, and I think Patrick would agree because we were talking about this in the back. These two candidates were the better halves of the actual candidates themselves. Vance is what Trump should be. I'm serious. He was an adult. He was focused. He talked about specific policy. He handled conflict as a man. He was kind and compassionate. He actually turned to Walz and said, I'm sorry that happened, because Walz's son saw somebody shot in front of him. He is what Trump should be. Fact. And Walz did something Kamala Harris never does. He talked about policy, specific policy, very direct, insane research, total control of what they were talking about. That was a man's man's debate. Nothing about women here. I'm not trying to be misogynist, but the fact is, Larry, there were 2 adults in the room last night.
Speaking of...
Which made it boring as hell, man.
Women. Speaking of women.
Yeah.
How would you evaluate Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan as the anchor women?
It's irrelevant. It's all tofu to me. I could care less who anchors those shows. If you want to pick on the anchors, that's fine. But they're both extremely intelligent. Both incredibly. Margaret Brennan is a badass. If you watch her show on Sunday, and I have for years, she is as thorough a journalist as there is in existence. I thought they were a little bit snippy when they cut the fellas off and started to school them. I thought that was a little bit attitudinal, right? But beyond that, I could care less who's host. It's almost like this, Larry. When people whine about Tom Brady as a the voice of some game. I don't care who's calling the game, man. I'm watching the game regardless. Same with these debates.
Have you ever tuned in to a game to watch or listen to the announcers on TV?
In my life, because this is actually a wonderful point, two men drew me to the game. Howard Cosell and John Madden. That's it. And one radio voice. Come on, Larry.
Byron Cope.
Bam.
Mm-ha.
Outside of that, bro, you could pay a guy $10 to do those games. Honestly.
Well, they're paying Tom Brady.
$35-40 million a year?
A year.
Whoa.
Hey, God bless him.
For a 10-year contract. $350 million.
Also, John Delano was a big star last night. I love JD. You know that. We go way, way back. He was the man. CBS was raving about him on their national broadcast. They really were.
He's a talent. He is connected. He knows his stuff.
Well, who gets him?
Yeah.
Who gets him? Who gets the big players in this market? JD.
Speaking of big players, I don't know if Christine mentioned she'd really like to go to Gold Over America tonight if you have a connection.
What is that? I apologize. It's
Simone Biles and all the gymnasts are PPG.
We saw that last time. It was very entertaining.
We have seen them when they came another time.
But they're doing dance stuff this time with music, including tell Marty what the men are doing.
I'm just Ken. The men's gymnastics team is going to do it. I'm just Ken.
I'm so chest pains. I think I got the runs. I'll be in the bathroom all night. I can't go to that stuff. I'm sorry. No, man.
Can you?
By the way, tomorrow.
Call one of your boys for tickets.
I could actually. You know that, Larry. I could. One text done. Hey, tomorrow, John Fetterman.
Oh, coming on the show. Wow.
You know what I did? I reached out. I said, John, what are we doing here, man? We were, and Larry knows this, we were good friends. I should be able to text him at 9:58 and have him on the air at 10 o'clock. We got to get back into that. These local politicians, their voice has to be heard locally. I've said this about the governor. He's too much of a big shot now, and he's chasing CNN and Fox News and all that stuff. And that's fine and dandy that you're in the Wall Street Journal. But at the end of the day, where the rubber hits the road, which is why Kamala Harris did an interview with John Delano, where it really matters is right here in this town, in this election. And John said it last night. And Selena Zito has said this before, Larry. Erie, Pennsylvania, you could argue, has determined the last two presidential elections. Erie friggin' Pennsylvania. For folks who think we don't count. That's bogus.
What anyway. Time's Fetterman come on?
1 o'clock. We're going to talk about Permanis. Did you see his Permanis post?
I did. That's a big get.
That Permanis post was gold.
Speaking of gold, I think you got your tickets for tonight.
I think so.
All right.
Thank you.
Christine, we'll look for you on KDK TV.
I'll be there, 4 and 5.
Marty will be 10 to 2 right here. Get Marty.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.